Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you hung out with me because we've got our good buddy Stephen Gaffney back on the show. Stephen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's our honesty expert. He's the guy who introduced us to how to just be honest. And the fact that honesty works, those are titles of two of his books. He has a brand new book out right now titled Honesty Sells, and he's here to talk to us about the ROI of honesty. Stephen Gaffney, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. There is an ROI to honesty, isn't there?
Absolutely. In fact, when you really look at long-term success, whether it's a small business or large business, the people that outlast this challenging economy and all the challenges that come with it are people who are honest and upfront, because in the end, that really is the best policy.
Well, there's no question about it, and especially with customers. I mean, obviously, there's no except or no especially really with anything. You should be honest all the time, but it really pays off when your customers, especially when they catch you being honest, don't they?
Yes. Well, in fact, one of the reasons why we wrote Honesty Sells is when you think of selling, most people don't associate, unfortunately, the word honesty with it. In fact, we had our book launch a couple weeks back, and I asked the folks, you know, when you turn to the person next to you and say what you think about when you're thinking of the word sells, and most people didn't say honesty. In fact, a lot of people associate dishonesty.
And that is such an unfortunate thing, because, you know, I'll tell you, the vast majority of salespeople are honest. That's just, I mean, it's not even close the ratio of honest to dishonest people. But the dishonest ones give us rest of us a bad name, don't they?
Well, unfortunately, we tend to remember all the bad times.
Right.
We can all probably remember all the times when somebody kind of swindled us or misled us, and we tend to forget sometimes the good things. But here's the benefit out of all of this, is that if you really emphasize honesty in your sales process and you're really willing to say the difficult messages, it's a good differentiator between you and your competition. And that's one of the reasons why we wrote the book, is to give people a great differentiator in this tough economy so that they can make more money and increase business profits.
Right, right. No question about it. Well, talk to us about your approach to honesty in selling.
Well, one of the key things is from the get-go is just being upfront. Whether that is how you introduce yourself in the actual sales process to even in the negotiation. For example, in the negotiation, often we, you know, charge a client maybe extra high and they're coming in low and we kind of reach an agreement in the middle. Why not have an upfront conversation with your client in the throes of the sales process and just say, listen, you know, before I send you this proposal, let's just talk about where you are with your budget. I'm not trying to burn your budget, but rather than going back and forth a million times, just tell me, are we talking about, you know, a $50,000 project, a $500,000 project? What type of money are you thinking about? And then what I can do is write you an exact proposal with all the details, and we can pick it apart from there. But let's at least start from an honest process.
Sometimes you can do that. Some transactions don't lend themselves to that, but especially personal services work, similar to what you and I often do. Stephen, works like that. I do that quite often. Someone will call me and ask me to help them with something, and I say, look, you know, rather than us dancing around, why don't you give me an idea about what your budget is? Because I know they've got one.
Absolutely.
I know that that's where they started, and they will tell me, and I can tell whether they're telling me the truth or not, because you know, I mean, if they don't have a budget that's reasonable, then I know they're either not telling me the truth or they don't know what they're doing. Either way, I don't want to do business with them.
Well, and, you know, Jim, it brings up an interesting question. Why do clients lie to us? And that's one of the chapters we'll send them if they want, you know, if they want that. It's
right, I want you to make that offer. But I have an idea about why I think they lie to us. What do you think they do?
Well, the number one reason why people lie is because of fear. Let's face it, we probably have lied to salespeople. We've said we don't have a budget or we come in extra low. And why? Because we're afraid they're going to burn our budget. We're afraid that no matter what we say, they're going to come in at that price. So the reason why clients lie to us or potential clients lie to us is fear. But let's also be upfront. Sometimes
right.
we lie to our clients, unfortunately, and then when we do that, we get burned. That's why the successful businesses and the successful salespeople tell the truth. But the reason why, unfortunately, some people lie is because they feel like they need to do that with their client because they're afraid they may be taken advantage of.
Well, that's
either way, honesty is the best policy.
That's exactly right. But I'm going to come back to something you said a minute ago about asking for the budget. One of the things that you tell me what you think about this. I think a great way to build a good relationship with your customers is for everybody. See, everybody thinks that they've got to negotiate. You know, every sales transaction has some level of negotiation, right? I mean, and when you in a negotiation, you don't throw all your cards out on the table. You hold some back a little bit. Well, I think if you want to build a good relationship with your customers, you can say, look. Let's don't hold things back on the big stuff. And then let's just negotiate on the margins.
Absolutely. And the other thing that we could do...
For example, Stephen, what you mentioned a minute ago about what's your budget. You know, let's don't negotiate a lot on that because let's don't take, an hour or a day to get down to the basics. And then we can negotiate about some of the small things that are going to be part of this transaction. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I mean, absolutely. We do this whole negotiation dance, and instead of coming in at a set price, and when a client or potential client asks us to lower the fee, we don't just immediately drop it to get to the business.
Right.
We say, okay, what are we going to take off?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, if we do not have price integrity, we're training and conditioning our clients or potential clients that our fees really don't matter, that what we say is the price is not really the price.
Right.
And that sends a message that we're being dishonest. And we may make the sale in the short run, but we're going to burn the relationship in the long run, or we're going to burn our profits because every time they come back to us, they're going to be thinking we're going to lower our price. And
right.
And it sends us into this death spiral of lost profits and lost revenue.
And it continues to build tension between you and your customers.
Absolutely. Because they know we're not being upfront. You
right.
know, another thing that we can talk about is how to introduce yourself from being up front. A lot of times...
Hold on to that thought, okay. Steve. Give us the website, please.
Oh, it's stephengaffney.com or justbehonest.com.
Okay, and give us... Folks, write this email address down because you're going to want to know about this offer when we come back after these messages. Give them the email, Stephen.
Yes, it's Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, at stephengaffney.com.
G-A-F-F-N-E-Y. Well, he's got a special offer for you after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. Little Van Halen bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Please use our stuff. Use us and abuse us. It's what we built it for, so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the sun. We've got something that will help you at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email for free. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Speaking of for free, our good buddy Steve Gaffney, who's our guest right now, has an offer for us. Stephen, your new book is called Honesty Sells. You've continued this outstanding franchise, basically, on the concept of honesty. You become the honesty guy. And I'd like to think that... that we've been part of that because you've been talking about this on our show now for really about 6 or 7 years, and so we appreciate your steadfast support of us. But you have an offer for my audience. The new book is called Honesty Sells, and there's one chapter in here, chapter 3, that is titled The Startling Truth About Why Honesty Sells. You want to give my audience that chapter, don't you?
Yes, and folks, it's a standalone chapter, so even if you never got the book, the chapter will be really helpful because it goes in details why the client lies and sometimes potential clients and clients lie. And it really isn't their fault. There are things that we can do about it. And also goes through why salespeople lie and the challenges with the sales process and what you can do about it.
Right.
So you'll get that chapter. All you've got to do is just email us. And probably the easiest way to get to us is just send us a note that you've listened to the Jim show and you heard us talk about this. And go to our website, justbehonest.com, justbehonest.com, and you'll see there's a way for us to for you to email us, justbehonest.com.
Okay. So check it out, folks. And there's nothing sinister here. Stephen's that kind of guy. He just wants to give back to the audience. And obviously, hopefully, he would like for you to buy the book. But if you don't, this is a great offer. Stephen, thank you for that, for doing that. That's nice.
Oh, sure.
Classy thing to do. Not the least bit surprised that you would do something like that. We're talking about being honest with our customers. And so which comes first, Stephen, the chicken or the egg? Do we have to be honest first? Or should we expect the customer to be honest first?
We've got to start the whole process. And it even comes with how we introduce ourselves. Let's say we introduce ourselves, we do our 30-second commercial or minute or however you want to say it, the elevator speech as we've all learned. But the bottom line is we're in the beginning process of discussing with a potential client, and they say to us, well, I don't know that you're a good fit. How often do we feel like we've got to start tap dancing and say, well, I think we are, and let me just go through my whole sales process, instead of the more honest and upfront answer? Is when they go negative, you go negative. In other words, when they go, well, I'm not sure that you're a good fit and that we should do business, or I'm not sure that I'm really interested, we should honestly respond, you know what, I don't know either. That's why I want to ask you a few questions to see if it is a good fit. Unfortunately, sometimes in the beginning process, we start, when they go negative, we start leaning forward and start to go on and on and on about why we think we're the best. When how do we know if we don't know what our clients need?
Well, and I'll tell you something else. You'll never really be able to pull this off if you're not willing to recognize that somewhere along the road you're going to meet someone who's not right, whom you're not right for, and if you're not willing to tell them that.
Absolutely. For example, maybe a client really doesn't have much money. They're not a good fit. Or perhaps what they really need and is not something that we really offer. And sometimes companies wind up trying to be all things to all people, when in reality what that sends a message is we're a jack of all trades and a master of none. In other words, we've got to be upfront and know where our niche is and our target. And sometimes we are not a good fit. All of this will help send good messages to potential clients and in the long term turn them into clients, because if we're upfront about this in the beginning, they're most likely going to come back to us later on, and it also opens the opportunity to check in later on, but from a more honest standpoint.
Years ago, I called on someone, a lady, business owner, and I determined that I wasn't going to be able to help her. And I told her so. I said, I don't think we have what you need. And I told her where I thought she could get what she needed. And I left. Sometime later, I don't know, a month or so, I got a phone call from a guy, and he says, you called on my sister the other day, and she was talking about how honest you were. Would you come and talk to me about what you have? you know, there's a passage in Ecclesiastes about that, Stephen. I know you know it. It basically goes, cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you.
Oh, I like that.
And
I really like that.
I think it's chapter 13. I've forgotten, but it's in one of the books of wisdom in the Old Testament. Anyway, it's a beautiful passage, and it's a great way to think about things. If you're in sales and you don't operate as if you're in it for the long haul, even if you're not in it for the long haul, even if you think you're going to be doing something else, if you don't behave as if you're in it for the long haul, then you're going to create a lot of chaos out there, aren't you?
Absolutely. And you know, Jim, sometimes people ask me, why do you need to write books on honesty? Don't people already know this stuff? And the answer is, it's easy to talk about, but it's really hard to implement. For example, what do we say when it's going to be a tough conversation? What if we're in the throes of the sales process, or actually we've already wrapped up the sale and we're now working with a client, and we have to share some difficult messages?
Yep.
The reality is, this stuff is easy to talk about in the concept, but how do you do this day in and day out? How do you bring up stuff, for example, if the person's likely to get defensive?
Right.
Or you need to say something that you know they're not going to want to hear.
Right.
How do you work through these things? And that's what the books and that's what we're teachings are all about. Because honesty is easy, but it's not so hard. It's not so easy in the long run.
Stephen Gaffney, stephengaffney.com. Stephen with a V. Don't forget his special offer. You can email him right from the website. Thank you, Stephen, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for having me.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. When you're rocking
out of morning. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.